As we continue down the body, we come to the torso and one of the other gender-defining attributes, the breasts. So, don't feel like you have to have huge boobs to make your man happy. I mean, most guys would prefer an average woman, which in the U.S. is reportedly a 36C. Most guys would prefer this average woman over, say, Dolly Parton or some freaky-looking woman whose breasts actually look like huge watermelons. As I've said with the other things that we've discussed, the important thing is your man's opinion and what is comfortable for you. If you have large breasts, you could face back issues or some other health-related issues, so you want to make sure you have a supportive bra. If your breasts are causing back problems, you may want to look into breast reduction surgery, but keep in mind surgery does carry risks. The option that appears to be gaining in popularity in the United States is breast augmentation surgery. We may be able to thank television programs such as Extreme Makeover for the rise in popularity for this. When you look into this option, there are several choices that you can make, including the material, the insertion method, and the placement of the implant. If you do look at this option, I encourage you to do the following. First of all, weigh the risk. It is surgery. So with any kind of surgery, there is going to be a risk involved. Secondly, make sure that you're doing this for you. Just because you're doing it for Mr. Xbox is not really the right reason. You want to do this for yourself because it's going to make you feel better, and it's something that you want to do. Alright, enough on that. I'm going to continue with the rest of the body now. I do include the arms and hands with the torso because they're at least connected to it, and I felt if I did a section on appendages, it would sound too much like 10th grade biology class, and none of us really want to relive that. Alright. The only thing you can really do with the arms is make sure that they are toned and that the skin is smooth. For the hands, you want to make sure that you keep them soft. I mentioned in a couple of podcasts back the Lolia hand cream that my wife uses. Wonderful stuff. A little bit expensive, but works really well. The last thing you want to do is be rubbing all over your man with sandpaper hands.